Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of June, 2020, and Facebook has changed their format again, so I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook. Maybe that's the reason people call them fake book instead of Facebook. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going over to YouTube and see if we can simulcast this morning. Last night we tried to broadcast doing our singing as a family on Facebook, and it just kept knocking us off. And so we just went ahead and put the video on YouTube and put a link on Facebook to the sing last night. So if you want to see the singing, you can go and get the link from Facebook and it'll take you over to YouTube. We enjoy singing the old hymns. And so that's kind of the update of what's going on right now. And so we're glad that we can be with you this morning. Good morning, Troy Scharborough. It's good to have you with us this morning in this breakfast club. It's about 7:26 in the morning on Thursday. And this morning, while I get YouTube set up here, the theme for this morning is the providence of God. The providence of God. The life of Joseph is a wonderful, wonderful story showing God's providential hand throughout his life. How he was given dreams as a young child, and how that his brothers were very jealous of him when he revealed his dreams to his brothers and to his father, and they didn't like it, especially when he told them the day that they would come when they would bow down before him. You know, and they didn't take very kindly to that at all, did they? And so they were going to kill him, but they decided at the recommendation of the brother to just throw him in a pit, and then they sold him into slavery. And he was taken down into Egypt, and he was shown many, many, many trials and testings. He was cast into prison for a false allegation of rape, and while he was there, he revealed some dreams, and eventually he was taken from prison and put in the house of Pharaoh. And he revealed a dream to Pharaoh, and it not only brought about the preservation of all of Egypt, but also his own family. God preserved Joseph and his family through all of these events that happened in Joseph's life. How do we apply that to ourselves? Well, we're told in Scripture, ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You know? And so not only does God preserve our physical lives, and providentially he provides for his people and he protects us from our enemies, But he also has provided us the most important thing, and that is our spiritual life. He's raised us from death to spiritual life. Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thou, Lord God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful thought, isn't it? To know that God has shown us himself. He's revealed himself to us by his Spirit. He's forgiven us of our sins, but also in his providence, he has preserved us, and everything that happens in our lives are under the control of Almighty God. Many people don't believe that. Many people diminish the power of God by putting man upon the throne, exaltation of man. And they want to give man a lot of credit, don't they? They want to give man a lot of glory. But there is no credit in man. Man was born and conceived in sin. He had no worth in and of himself, of his own. Of his own will he beget us to be kind of first fruits. You know, we look back in James, it says it's not every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above and cometh down out of the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow or turning. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. Well, when we look at ourselves sometimes, we say, how could we be a child of God? How could we be one of his people? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Well, I'm glad to know that we can rely upon not only the providential hand of God, but we can also rely upon his grace, his mercy, and his grace. His mercy endureth forever. You know, we all have our own experiences in life, and we look back on our lives and we see how God has made provision for us. We look at and see how God has revealed the truth to us. For a long time, I was deceived regarding the gospel, the good news, that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. For a long time, I was in darkness. But through the light of the glorious gospel, God revealed his truth to us. And we now no longer have to be staggering around in the dark. We no longer have to think that our works are what saves us. We now have the truth of God's grace. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And for those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. God has given Christ power over all flesh to give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. John 17:2. God's victory has been proclaimed for his people. God has a clear distinction of two peoples on the earth. One are those who have been blood-bought and chosen in him from the foundation of the world as vessels of honor, and those who are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. When we say that God is supreme, we mean that he is sovereign over all things. I used to get a kick out of an old Primitive Baptist minister. He'd say, God, I believe in the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God. Well, I believe in God's sovereignty. And where did my belief come to believe that God is sovereign? We see Scripture talks about not only the supremacy of God and the sovereignty of God, but the immutability of God. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's certain. There's nothing that's uncertain about God. We see that he's all-powerful. He's omnipotent. Potent. Omniscient. Omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time. And there's a word that we use to further describe the sovereignty of God, and that's absolute. You know, you go to college and the first thing they want to teach is that there are no absolutes. That's the only absolute they teach, is that there aren't any absolutes, but there are absolutes. God is absolute. He is, and he describes himself, I am that I am. The fact that he has an elect that he chose before creation, that he called them out of the world, that he died for their sins according to the scriptures, that he rose again, according to the scriptures, that he ascended back to heaven according to the scriptures, that he's coming back again according to the scriptures. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his mercy endures forever. All of his people have been quickened by the Holy Spirit. As he said in John 3, you must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. You know, all men are born and conceived in sin. There's no one that seeks after God. None seeketh after God. But God has provided for his sheep spiritual life. And so now the, his sheep hear his voice and they follow him, and no man can pluck them out of his hand, and no man can pluck them out of his Father's hand. He said, I and my Father are one. You see, in the Old Testament, many people exemplified the fact that they were God's chosen people, His prophets. People like we referred to earlier of Joseph. Well, we have to think about his father Jacob. He said, "Jacob have I loved." We think about the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ezekiel and Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Jonah. Well, every one of these prophets, Zephaniah, Zechariah, Malachi, they were elect children of God, chosen before the foundation of the world. That's marvelous in our eyes when we think about history and how that God has provided for Himself a lamb slain from the foundation of the world for all for whom He died. His sheep will hear His voice. The blind will see, the deaf will hear. Yes, Christians will suffer persecution. All those in Christ will suffer persecution. But it's good to know that God has given Christ power over all flesh. It's good to know the golden chain of salvation. You know, the foolish things confound the wise, don't they? That's what Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And so, when we discover the doctrine of election and predestination and how it's tied to the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, His atonement for His people, it all begins to make sense, spiritual sense, doesn't it? Which gives us fellowship with God and the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. We are sanctified, preserved, and called. This is the truth of the gospel, the good news that Jesus came to save His people from their sins. Well, that's what's kind of on my mind this morning. And I want to conclude today with our little time that we have together. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son. The work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work He finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as He hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I can now joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through His perfect sacrifice, my eternal life did bring. Well, may the good Lord be with you today. Thanks for joining us, Troy, and the rest of you who I might not be able to see on the screen. Welcome aboard as well, and those who will hear this short devotional later on, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.